Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. You might know by now that I love owls. These mysterious creatures of the night always fascinate me. John and I went on an owl prowl on the golf course the other night, but we didn't see any. I'm pretty sure they are there, but until I visually confirm their presence, I'm going to keep going out at night and looking. Today, we read the story, The Owl, which comes to us from the book Mama's Stories About Birds, written by Mary Elizabeth Southwell. Hopefully you are able to get outside and enjoy some winter goodness. Right now, it's snowing as I'm working on this episode, and I'm excited to hopefully hit the slopes with some snowboarding this winter. So hopefully you can get outside too, and like I said, enjoy some winter goodness. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
To go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The owl. This solemn-looking bird is seldom to be seen by day. It is strictly a night bird. Its eyes are unable to endure the glare of sunshine, but are formed for seeing in the dim twilight or in the soft radiance of the moon. There are at least 80 different species of owls. This picture resembles most nearly the Virginian eagle owl, an American bird. Our common barn door owl has no tufts on its head. Some people are foolish and cruel enough to persecute owls under the plea that they do mischief, destroy pigeons' eggs, etc. But this is a false charge. On the contrary, they are very actively useful creatures, and the humane naturalist Mr. Waterton says that if this useful bird caught his food by day instead of hunting it by night, mankind would have ocular demonstration of its utility in thinning the country of mice, and it would be protected and encouraged everywhere. It would be with us what the ibis was with the Egyptians. The ibis is a bird that was found so useful in destroying locusts and serpents in Egypt that in olden times it was made a capital crime for anyone to destroy it. Nay, the idolatrous Egyptians went further and not only paid divine honors to this bird, worshipping it as a deity whilst alive, but embalmed its body after death and preserved it in the form of a mummy. You may see many ibis mummies in the Egyptian rooms of the British Museum. Through God's goodness, there is no danger of our going quite so far as the Egyptians, even if we did do justice to the poor abused owl, and it is very much to be wished that people would learn to see its valuable qualities. There is no doubt owls are amongst the creatures given to us by God to do us real service in keeping down the increase of smaller animals that would otherwise soon overrun and destroy our food. But as Mr. Waterton elsewhere says, prejudices are hard to overcome, and I suppose the poor owl will be hunted and killed whenever he is to be found by the ignorant to the end of the chapter. Some idea may be formed of the rapid clearance an owl would make of vermin from a barn, from the fact that, when he was young, he will bring a mouse to the nest every 12 or 15 minutes. Mr. Waterton saw his barn owl fly off with a rat he had just shot, and at another time she plunged into the water and brought up in her claws a fish, which she carried away to her nest. The barn owl is white and does not hoot, at least by many this is thought to be the case. The brown owl is the hooting or screech owl, and makes a very dismal noise. The owl can do without drinking for a long time. Mr. White of Selborne says he knew a brown owl to live a whole year without water. The owl swallows its prey, whole and small, and afterwards brings up from its crop the fur, bones, and other parts that cannot be easily digested, in the form of a round cake. Hawks are said to do the same thing. The great Virginian owl is of an immense size, and its cry is said to be very terrible when heard in the lonely American forests, resembling at times the last struggling scream of a person being throttled. Owls will eat raw meat, but their favorite food consists in young mice, and they may often be seen at twilight, hunting like sporting dogs round the meadow paths for field mice, which come out at that hour, and going back every 5 minutes or so to their nests to see that all is well at home. If by chance an owl appears in daylight, he is immediately attacked by all the smaller birds who know their enemy and feel pleasure in insulting him when he cannot revenge himself. For the owl grows so confused if he lingers abroad till the sun has risen that he cannot find his way back to his nest nor make his head against his pursuers, as he would soon do in the dim twilight. Bird fanciers have been known to take advantage of this circumstance in Italy, and tying an owl to a tree in daylight, they lime all the surrounding branches. Troops of little birds soon find out their helpless foe, and hurrying to attack him with their little beaks and claws, they perch on the limed twigs and are taken by scores. The snowy owl inhabits the north of Europe, but it is sometimes seen in more southern regions. It pursues hares, of which it is particularly fond, and often snatches fish from the water, over which it slowly sails with a sudden grasp of its foot. It often also accompanies sportsmen, that it may share in the sport. In winter, when this owl is fat, the Indians esteem the snowy owl to be good eating. Its flesh is delicately white.
Swift and Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years,